This is the day.
This is the day.
This is the day.
Today is this day.
The day that was given.
It will be done.
For men.
All men.
To dance.
All men.
With other men. Because it's Friday. And this is the Friday Man Dance. All men. All men. Dance. Dance, I say. Dance, dance, dance.
What we do? Two and a half?
Yeah.
All right. That's good. That's a good record.
That's good.
Did that beat the old record, Sid?
No.
Every week's an adventure.
Every week's about two, huh?
Yeah, two and a half.
No, two
and a
half.
Two and a half.
I mean, because we're all out. We're in.
And you go all in for the two.
Yes,
it's not
we
a
do.
Week two.
No.
And here it's chilly and rainy, too.
Yeah,
so
rainy, too.
Oh, my.
We are in Dayton.
The land of funk, baby.
In the land of funk. Dayton, Ohio.
Last night. Woo!
Woo! There was this meet and greet we had last night.
Mm-hmm.
At
the Arena Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
In there.
That was a fun time.
Yeah. And it was packed.
They were there with the you.
Oh, my
you.
Goodness. It was so much fun.
It was.
Oh, the love.
Where your white woman at? She's not here. She's not
there
here.
There were a couple asking about
yeah, there
you.
Was a,
there were a couple of white women there.
There were a couple of white women up in there.
I mean, real white, too.
There were some real bold white women. White women that go where normally white women don't
right,
go.
Right. But there's always a group that
it's
has
always
that friend.
A group of, that's, you know what? You're right about that.
They have that friend.
Yeah.
And she buys drinks
yeah,
and everything. You know?
We had a good time.
All the hugs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
From bosomy hugs from men and women.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that.
So, thanks for the
Thank
good time.
Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Last night.
Nothing but love.
And the chicken was good, too, Sue.
It was good chicken.
It was a good chicken run.
Yeah, it was very good chicken.
Good chicken run last night.
Yeah.
And today, more chicken.
Mm-hmm. More chicken, right?
We have a luncheon.
Yes.
More chicken will be served. Then I have an HBCU event. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, HBCU send off this afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, the place we were last night used to be
a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So, driving down the street, player.
We saw a funeral home.
So Jake has this ability to figure out what the building is.
Certain companies have a signature building for their buildings.
So right across the street, we're driving down the street, and Nick goes, and that used to be a Red Lobster. And now it's a funeral home.
It's a funeral home. It's a funeral home.
Yeah.
So then the jokes.
Used to be a Red Lobster.
But now it's a funeral home. Sorry, your daddy smells fishy, but we haven't got that smell out, all right?
And we're sending him on his way with some cheesy biscuits.
Yeah. And we put some hush puppies in his pocket. So when he gets there, he'll have them.
He'll have some for all of them.
For Pete and everybody?
Exactly.
When he gets there. It was fun.
It was a good time.
It was fun. All right.
Thank you.
Then we got home.
Wow.
And we turned on the TV.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never seen
anything. And, you know, we don't normally, this is a big event in New York City. It's called the Al Smith Dinner. It's for the Catholic
Charities. I never heard of it.
Right.
Well, a couple of years, it's been getting bigger, you know, because Obama did pretty good on it, and then the guy who was before him, Bush.
That would be George Bush. They did.
So it's a Catholic. It's a Catholic charity.
It's a Catholic charity. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Catholic Charities dinner, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to tell jokes about yourself.
It's not a roast, but you take lighthearted jabs at your opponent. But you put a lot on yourself too.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to take yourself so seriously.
Uh-huh.
Until you're Donald Trump. And this is where, and everybody was holding their breath because they didn't know how it was going to go because the night before they had been just so rude to each other. Well, he had been rude. So he gets up, Donald Trump went first. And, you know, they hadn't even shaken hands at the third debate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he starts going in, and when he said about Hillary Clinton pretending to like Catholics, that's when the boos began.
The room started booing.
They booed. That has never happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
They booed him. And I don't know if you ever been booed, Sid, but a boo. Who said you want to about a boo, but a boo hurts.
It really does.
You feel a boo. You feel a boo all in your throat. No, not in your throat.
And people know that, you know, this is supposed to be, it's all about the fun, and it's about the kids.
Yeah.
You're raising money for Catholic Charities, for God's sake. And the Cardinal, who's really big, he's one of the, you know, he's big, but he's also one of the highest ranking in the Catholic Church. He's mm-hmm. a Cardinal Dolan. He's sitting between Hillary and Trump.
Had not that Cardinal been there, Sybil?
I'm telling you.
Hillary probably would have smacked the mess out of him, man.
But Cardinal Dolan said, this is the chilliest spot on earth.
That's what he said.
He said that. This was the coldest position on the planet. Wow. That's how.
And he got booed.
And Donald Trump got booed
a couple times.
And the boo started, and then they really started to ramp up, Tom.
Man.
And by the time he got off, and he didn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
He finished his whole little.
It was funny though.
I guess he said, "I paid for this."
Well, that's one of the rules of comedy, that when you're standing up there trying to do comedy and it's not going well, it's like your feet are stuck to the ground.
Oh yeah.
You don't know when to leave. You want to leave. Trust me.
I was yelling at the TV. Give him the light.
Trust me on these things. I know your body says I'm ready to go. Right.
This is not working out.
This is not working out. But your feet are like. Like somebody, you're like little kids are holding your feet.
And you can't move.
You just can't move. Because in your mind, you go, this will be the closer.
And you get that boo.
And you get that boo.
And it hurts, huh?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. We always say when you do comedy, when you start mm-hmm. to thanking people for no damn reason, uh-huh. or give it ups, when you hear a lot of give it ups, give it up for give it up for the Cardinal. Yeah.
And do they stop in the middle and also when they ask where you from?
Oh yeah, a lot of that. When you get where you from, what you doing, how you been? You out of jokes.
And you should really go.
Yeah, it's just time to
but
go.
You can.
You can.
You're stuck.
Your feet are
two
stuck.
Two little fat kids holding your feet down there.
Get away from me. Get away from
me. Oh my God, that's the worst feeling in the world.
Then I turned the channel. And I saw the Cubs and the Dodgers.
Yes.
All right.
That good? The Dodgers did not win.
The Cubs are still alive.
The Dodgers are going to win. Yeah. It's going to be the Dodgers. The Dodgers on their way.
Wait a minute.
These are the women.
Hold on.
They're down.
So the Cubs are now up 3-2.
Yeah. Right.
And they go to Chicago, and they play one more game tomorrow, Saturday. And then,
I'm on the Dodgers bandwagon because of Magic and the black general manager.
Right.
So what's the Cubs name? Win tomorrow.
The head coach is Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts, the mm-hmm. general manager is Dave Roberts.
More, that's it.
That's black
for the Cubs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they play Cleveland.
But if
so, the Cubs win one more, they're in.
Yeah. If the Dodgers win tomorrow,
but the history of the Cubs has been what? Not good, huh?
You think I'd been on the bandwagon for 108 years? Let y'all tell it. What the. This is a mess.
You wouldn't know where around.
I wouldn't even.
But I'm thinking some of your ancestors may have been.
Ancestors? Ancestors? Really?
Oh my God.
My ancestors. You can bring my ancestors.
Jebediah joined us somewhere down there.
Jebediah joined us. Jinx and the Cubs.
You can't win.
I know you weren't a Bears or a Packers fan, so I don't know what's going on with my Bears this season.
Okay, so, all right. Well, we're in Dayton, Ohio, the land of funk. And coming up this morning from the land of funk, Tyler Perry.
Yay!
Yeah. Madea's Halloween comes out. Boo! Well, it came out last night. Tyler Perry comes up. D-Ray Davis comes up.
All right.
Yeah. And from Luke Cage, Erica. She plays a detective on Luke Cage.
Oh, she's a new superhero.
She's Misty Elliott. Not Misty Elliott. Coming up.